Musi Maimane for president. Well, the 1SA leader wants to run as an independent in 2024. For this election, there are about 300 candidates running under his umbrella. How does he want to change the game? Musi Maimane, One South Africa Movement founder and leader, joins us now on the line. Always a pleasure to chat to you. Welcome back to our program.
Good morning, Bongani, and good morning to fellow South Africans. Great to be on the show with you.
Firstly, let's talk about the 300 or so candidates that are contesting these elections as independents under the 1SA movement umbrella. Explain to South African voters who are not familiar with this concept, because a lot of this is new, how is it meant to work?
Well, I think what we've worked out is the fact that we've been able to set up organizations and municipalities that create a group of independents to stand underneath those organizations so that they can be voted directly as ward councillors, and furthermore, that the same people can benefit from the proportional representation of the vote. So the easiest way I often like to explain it to people is that, unlike the old political model, we've set up the Uber model that says, rather, we don't have to own the cars. We don't have to be political in that sense. We can just bring the best people who can come to your community, who come from your community. You can vote for them, and they will work for you. And the power behind that is that we've been able to diversify the talent of candidates. We've been able to identify them in respective communities because they come from there. And ultimately, we're of the complete view that if more of them get into councils,
yeah,
they'll be able to represent communities better.
People will say Musi Maimane hardly needs introduction, but who are these candidates? And people might be attracted to what you are trying to do, but what accountability measures are there to keep people in check? In other words, I can see how a voter might trust brand Maimane and therefore vote for these independent candidates because they're running under your umbrella. But how do you make sure that, you know, things, that some kind of accountability down the line should problems arise?
Yeah, and that's what the power of this model actually resides on. Because we've set up these associations, for example, in a community, what you invariably do is that we've wanted to empower communities. So a community might say, we voted for person X. Person X is either working or not working. Once that person has lost the confidence of the community, it becomes an automatic sense that the community can vote to say, we don't support this candidate here anymore, and we want to remove them. And ultimately what they do is they write back to the association. And once a candidate has lost confidence, that's what democracy is. You either have confidence of the people or you lose it. Once you've lost it, you ought to be removed. Whereas in a typical political party, you would have to write first to the party, and then only the party can trigger whether a person can leave or not. And as we all know, in the midst of all this corruption, no one is ever held accountable. So we can forget that. But in this instance, it's a direct line. Let the community itself decide and say, we want this person removed, and they'll have them removed. That's why we haven't just worked with independents who are loose in that sense. We've clumped them under an umbrella organization in your local municipality so that ultimately you've always got the power, you yourself as the voter.
Musi Maimane, you want to run in 2024 as an independent. You're taking advantage, obviously, of the changes that are afoot in terms of our electoral laws. How would your candidacy as an independent be a game changer?
Well, I think the first game changer is the reform in the electoral law. And I think that's a big deal because we're tired of this party political dominance at one level. Secondly, it's not an anomaly. Africa has always had direct candidates, and in the continent at large, we are the exception of the rule. And thirdly, I think we are going to work with a group of people who are going to run as independents in 2024 for the fundamental reason that we want to, in the same way as we're doing in local government, you need to know who your member of parliament is in this community, etc., so that we could change the entire landscape. So even if someone says, I'm standing under party X or party Y, at least you need to know them. You need to know it is this person, so that when you don't have what is the competence of national government, a healthcare facility, a schooling facility, you can literally call someone direct. Because at this point in time, government and parliament are distant from the people. So we want to bring it back down. And the last thing is, obviously, if we get it correctly and get to a point where we can directly elect the president, imagine a president who carries the mandate of the people rather than just that of a party. It means whatever considerations they're making always have to be with the people, because they don't have to actually be kowtowing to the party. Because as we see now today, the first consideration is party rather than people. So what we're saying is change all of that. And our laws actually were designed so that the president ceases to be a member of parliament. Even as we sit here today, the president is not an MP. So it becomes someone whose real primary interests are always of the citizens.
I mean, when you think about the behemoth that is, let's say, the ANC, for example, tentacles in almost every municipality, every corner of the country, how would you then be able, let's assume you were even given that confidence by voters, how would you run things without the structure, the party structure to back you up?
Yeah, well, in part of what this election is not only about, just not only these candidates, it's about building that infrastructure across communities, all across the country, because you will recall, and many of our viewers who are listening would be obviously aware of how the UDF were able to transition South Africa, working across a broad spectrum of society to be able to bring change. So that's the first. The second is, actually, our constitution gives us very safe protections as to what ought to be done in law in respective locales, and what is the competence of local government, and what is the competence of national government. And then the last thing is that I think what you then be able to do, given a number of independents that ought to be standing in 2024, you are able to steer policy, be able to give an executive that's representative of the people, and be able to use the constitution that ultimately gives you rights at national and at local government.
Talking of parties, Musi Maimane, looking at the mess you left behind with the Democratic Alliance, a bit of relief, no doubt.
Look, I think it's one of the saddest things in democratic South Africa to watch our politics literally be split along racial lines, because that's what I think is really at the nub of this issue. When I left, I've always worked hard to say, let's build a movement for all South Africans. And it seems like the parties at this point in time, we are almost reduced to parties for black people and parties for white people. And then once you have that scenario, then policy is no longer the issue. That's why you can see the poster debacle that's occurring. You can see more than anything the issues around saying we have no interest of the broader mass. We just want to become this minority consolidation of a party. And I think more than anything, it is to the testimony of the fact that what we were really working hard to do is to build that organization in the center that works for everybody. And once that vision was rejected, I knew that some of these problems were going to occur, and there'll be plenty more, I can assure you.
Musi Maimane, One South Africa Movement founder, on the line.